Praise be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading today, St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. So for all of those souls who are suffering out there, this is what they should meditate on and consider today. Consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. So if we deal with the sufferings in our life with patience and with faith, uniting our sufferings to those of Christ, and we die in God's grace, the glory that will be revealed for us, the glory of heaven that we will enjoy, will make those sufferings seem like absolutely nothing. And this reminded me of vision of Saint Faustina that she records in her diary, paragraph 153. Saint Faustina says this, I saw two roads. One was broad, covered with sand and flowers, full of joy, music, and all sorts of pleasures. People walked along it, dancing and enjoying themselves. They reached the end without realizing it, and at the end of the road there was a horrible precipice, that is, the abyss of hell. The souls fell blindly into it. As they walked, so they fell. And their number was so great that it was impossible to count them. And I saw the other road, or rather a path, for it was narrow and strewn with thorns and rocks, and the people who walked along it had tears in their eyes, and all kinds of suffering befell them. Some fell down upon the rocks, but stood up immediately and went on. At the end of the road there was a magnificent garden filled with all sorts of happiness, and all these souls entered there. At the very first instant, they forgot all their sufferings. And so you see, if we are suffering in this world, the first thing we should do is examine our conscience and see if there's something that we need to correct, something that we're doing that is not pleasing to God. But if we have a clear conscience, and notwithstanding that, we still are suffering all kinds of trials, that our path is strewn with thorns and rocks, and yet we're persevering, then we should take great courage, okay, at the glory that awaits us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.